Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Hit and run leads to arrest on multiple charges. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 21-year-old woman reported to the Gillette Police Department at around 10 p.m. on Tuesday evening. Her car was hit by a red 2011 Ford Escape and then drove away after the incident. She was driving her gray 2018 Honda westbound on West Box Elder when the SUV pulled out from South Gillette Avenue and hit her rear bumper and drove off, going east on West Box Elder, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. While officers were investigating the crash, Campbell County Sheriff's deputies saw the red Ford in the McDonald's parking lot on Camel Drive. Deputies observed damage to the front of the vehicle as they approached. The driver, an 18-year-old man, told deputies he had not been involved in a crash with the vehicle, and it was previous damage from hitting a pole, according to Sheriff Scott Matheny. Upon further inspection of the SUV, deputies saw gray paint, which appeared to match the paint on the Honda. Gillette police officers arrived at the scene to complete the investigation. They observed the driver showing signs of being under the influence of drugs or alcohol. After failing a field sobriety test, he was arrested for DUI. He also admitted to drinking alcohol and smoking pot before driving. The man was ultimately charged with leaving the scene of a crash, no insurance, DUI for alcohol and drugs, and possession of tobacco. He was transported to the detention center without incident. Chairman Del Shellstead of the Campbell County Board of Commissioners has called for a special meeting to be held today, December 22nd at 2 p.m. in the District Courtroom 3, Campbell County Courthouse at 500 South Gillette Avenue for the purpose of filling the vacancy in House District 32. The vacancy was created by the recent resignation of Representative Timothy Hallinan, who was elected to the Campbell County School District Board of Trustees in the last general election. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.